Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 11 have a lot going on here. So verse number 15, the seventh angel sounded, and I want you to see in verse number 15, those of you who are taking notes, the announcement that we hear, the seventh angel sounding, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Okay, the kingdoms of this world shall become. That's telling you something, that the kingdoms of this world today doesn't belong to the Lord, it belongs to the devil. Let me give you a good example. What's taking place in Ukraine and Russia, okay? When Jesus comes, there's going to be peace, and during the millennial reign of Christ, there's going to be peace. Matter of fact, it talks about how men are going to turn their swords into plowshares, and the reapers are going to overtake the harvest. The harvest is going to overtake the reaper. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, it's going to be a different kingdom. Right now, the Satan is the prince and the power of this air. If God is, let me put it this way, without being misunderstood, Satan is the god of this world. In other words, he is controlling it in the hearts of men and of kingdoms. Even though God the Father is sovereign, he owns it all, right? He owns it all. But Satan is like, I use this at the very beginning of our study in the book of Revelation. Satan is like a squatter. You know what a squatter is? He came and he took some property that does not belong to him. And most squatters don't take care of their properties. They ruin it and they wreck it and they just make a mess of the property. That's what Satan has done to this earth. He is a squatter here, and during the tribulation period, and we're reading in this verse now, Jesus Christ is coming and taking back what rightfully belongs to that squatter, the devil. And it talks about the kingdom of this world, that Satan, who is the prince and the power of the air, who is the prince of this world, Christ is now reclaiming this earth to his own. He's redeeming this earth, and they're going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and forever. Remember the Lord's Prayer there in Matthew chapter number 6. Lord, teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, pray in like manner. And again, I've said this over and over again. They call it the Lord's Prayer, and a lot of people will repeat this prayer. You know, our Father which art in heaven. No, we're to pray in that manner. It's the model prayer. That's a whole other subject. But he said this, when you pray, pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let me ask you a question. Is God's will being done on earth today as it is in heaven? No. Is God's will being done in this church as it's being done in heaven? Is God's will in your life being done in your own life as it is in heaven? Of course, we can all answer no. But one day, his will is going to be done on earth in our lives as it is in heaven. So we see that this is coming to fruition right before our eyes, and that one day this King Jesus Christ will rule and reign for 1,000 years. There's a lot of controversy about this, but the Bible's real clear. Matter of fact, turn back with me to 1 Corinthians 24. I want to show you something. We were in 1 Corinthians earlier, 1 Corinthians 15:24. We were in the earlier in 15, but look in verse number 24. Let me back up to verse number 23. Again, this is talking about the Lord coming. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Again, we're talking about the resurrection. And then verse number 24. And then cometh the end, the area of scripture that we're talking about right now in the book of the Revelation. It was referenced in 1 Corinthians 15:24 when it says, then cometh the end when he have delivered up all the kingdom to God, even the Father. When he shall have my eyes this morning. When he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, and he must reign until he hath put all enemies under his feet, that last enemy that should be destroyed is death. We find out in this verse that Jesus Christ is going to reign. He's going to reign, and we call it the millennial reign of Christ. And when he's done, after the end of the millennial reign of Christ, he literally is going to offer up this kingdom, the millennial reign of Christ, and it becomes the kingdom of God. There's different kingdoms. And again, this is a whole other study. There's the kingdom of heaven. There's the kingdom of God. There's other kingdoms. You got to what? Which kingdom is he talking about? The kingdom of God is all encompassing. It's all, everything's within the kingdom. He owns it all. Kingdom of heaven is something else, and it's like the church. Again, there's so much. Is this boring to y'all?
No.
I know I'm running a rabbit on a trail, but I'll catch this one. I promise. Okay. It's like the church. I had to address it again this week to somebody, just as a matter of Bible truths. Most people believe, most Bible teachers you hear on radio, TV, and most people preach, that when you're saved, you're placed into the church, some universal mystical body of Christ, that we're all in a universal mystical church. That is never taught in Scripture. Never. There's only one kind of church, and it's the local visible assembly. Let me give you a quick thought of that. I told you I'm chasing a rabbit, I'm going to catch it. It's like these kingdoms. The church is the same way. 114 times in the New Testament, the word church is used. It's the word ecclesia. 114 times. And every time it refers to a local assembly. Example, to the church at Corinth, to the church of the Laodiceans, to the church of Philadelphia, church of, are you following, church of, to always, always referred to a local visible body of assemblies. It never refers to some universal, mystical, invisible monstrosity of a church. Are you following? That's why being a member of a church is so important, to understand the doctrine of a church. A lot of people in their mind, well, I'm saved, so I'm in the church. No, you're not in the church. You're on your way to heaven. See the difference? This is yes, this is no. Okay. When you're saved, you're a child of God. You're on your way to heaven, but you are not in a church. How do you get in a church? You ever heard of something called baptism? That's a whole other subject. But you are baptized, and then you become a member of a church. And I see some of y'all were looking at my bracelets, and the first time I wore these, and I can't help it. Some kids I went and visited Friday, and they'll be here. They're probably back in the church, and I'm sitting there having supper, and they sit right by the table. They made me these bracelets, and I said, I will wear them Sunday morning, so I haven't turned liberal on you. Don't think I'm going liberal, you know, but they made these bracelets, and they made my wife one, so they made her one and me three. Anyway, I shouldn't have said, but I see some of y'all, this may be distracting to some of y'all. But anyway, that's why I'm wearing this today. So they want to see him. Anyway, so when we talk about the church, there's, you ever heard of, man, I got to throw this one in. This baptism of the Holy Spirit. Have y'all heard people say, have you ever been baptized in the Holy Spirit? You ever heard that? People say, well, I don't know. Well, the answer to that said, no, I haven't, and neither have you. You hear it all the time. You got to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Well, what does the Bible say in Ephesians chapter 4? Paul says this, there's one Lord, one faith, and one, not two. The Bible only speaks of one baptism. Well, let me talk about this. That's a whole other subject. Baptism, placing in the water. The baptism of the Holy Ghost only happened one time, and that was on the day of Pentecost. Again, that's a whole other subject. Don't be caught up in this false teaching. If you have a question, ask me. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, let me move on. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of Jesus Christ during the millennial reign of Christ. And then we read he delivers it up to the Father. And it belongs to, are y'all understand what we're talking about there, okay? In eternity future, after the millennial reign of Christ, Jesus Christ delivers it all up to the Father.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.